This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
One from today, in my face. Gentlemen, years ago, 2006, I worked for a call center doing mobile phone support for a certain company known for their color magenta. On the last day, we were encouraged to play with the phones we used to get occasionally tested. And I asked a fellow trainee to toss me an, at the time, quite popular Motorola razor.
All right.
Well, he did indeed toss it to me, and it landed on my upper lip, and it did in fact draw blood. As best as I can tell, I am still the only person who has cut his face with a Motorola razor, and I wasn't even shaving. Liquor and whores, guys, that from Dennis. As we move on to the birthdays. Gentlemen, today is my cousin Kyra's 23rd birthday. Can she get the dirty Germans to wish her a happy birthday? And Miles doing some dad jokes. Thanks, guys. That from cousins Mark and Jennifer and mom Amber.
Yeah, I appreciate that your mom wants you to spend some time with the dirty German, because frankly, at 23 years old, you're as good looking now as you're ever going to be.
Wow. All right.
Kyra, here's some dad jokes for you. Why can't Michael Jackson be within 100 feet of a school?
Why?
Because he's dead.
Because he's dead. Guys, sad news. My girlfriend broke up with me.
Oh, man. I'm
so
sorry.
To get back, I stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back? Why do hurricanes always have female names? Why do hurricanes always have female names?
Dang it.
I don't know.
Because if they had male names, they would be called himicanes. By the way, my friend said he suffers from kleptomania.
Oh, yeah?
I said, you should take something for it. And lastly, tonight I was going to cook some alligator meat for dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I only have a crock pot. Hola. It's my husband Diego's 34th birthday today. We just got married, so this is his first birthday as a married man. He would like a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about fish sandwiches, turkey sex, and our 4th of July camping trip. You guys are the best. Thanks from Lauren. Can you fit all that in?
Yeah, I think a lot of people go camping on the 4th of July. I imagine he's already pitched his tent.
Ew.
But beyond that, I think we all know the euphemism for a fish sandwich. I imagine he will be eating quite a bit of that, but also, don't say that you look like a turkey, just because there's that thing that hangs from your neck.
It's not worth hanging.
Birthday shout-out to my friend of 30-plus years. Today is Drew's half-a-century mark. He deserves a Your Penis Is Too Small and a fart montage followed by a please clap. Rock on, naked ladies.
Please clap.
Guys, today's my dad's 50th trip around the planet. His name is Dimitri. Chef Ted, no, we don't have the head coach here. How about you guys talking all over each other about pro wrestling? He would love that, thanks. Pro wrestling, as a matter of fact, it was on
man,
last night.
Been since I've watched it in a while. I know the way you still have a little bit.
Man, yeah, back last time I saw wrestling was the major wrestling that came to Fremont.
Actually, Dave used to watch it all the time.
It was packed. Some people.
Whatever the thing is at the end.
But Joel is celebrating my husband's 62nd trip around the sun. How about a big old bong rip, some turtle sex, and the dirty German telling him what is in store for him after we listen to the podcast on Odyssey and share a joint given to him at the bar earlier. Love listening to you guys. We'll be out of town for the next men's room get-together, but hopefully we'll see you soon. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Julie.
Yeah, you can always trust a joint given to you as the bar. I'm sure it's been dipped in nothing. But Julie, what I do like about this is, and I can't believe you're sharing this with your husband, but you play us on the podcast while having sex because deep down you just want to hear my voice. On Odyssey.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, Doc, count up minutes. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A group in Finland is researching what they call puppy blues, the anxious and overwhelming feeling people feel after they adopt a new dog.
What?
Yeah.
Puppy blues?
The puppy blues.
People go through that much when they adopt a dog.
Yeah. I think it's because people are like, oh, I'd love to have a dog. When they
have responsibility, right?
Correct. When they have zero idea of
Walk
just
it,
how much it's
pick
it's
up all the poop.
That's right. And it doesn't stop.
No.
It is there. It is now there throughout the rest of that animal's life. It is more than just a Merry Christmas, honey. Like, no, you now have a responsibility.
Some dogs take 5 years to calm down.
No kidding.
I mean, you just got to be patient. You do.
They sure do. My dog's finally getting there now, but, you know, she's housebroken, so I don't have to take her out every 20 minutes. You know, she's a fine dog. She's just crazy.
Our boy VD actually just recently went through when he got his dog Henry.
Right, yeah.
Late nights and the early mornings that you got to get up, you got to walk that dog every few hours just to get them out and get them used to being outside and going outside.
That dog's not even a year old.
Right. And
so,
it's a lot
the potty
of work.
Training, yes. But just calming them down.
No kidding, man. A new study found the best time to weigh yourself. It's going to shock you guys.
In the morning.
Before you've eaten and drinking anything and after you've used the bathroom.
Well, no kidding. Good God, man.
And I think it does recommend like once
new
a week.
New study.
Right? Once a week. Don't do it every day just because, you know, you hear it all the time. Your body weight does fluctuate.
I don't even know the last time I weighed myself.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm just afraid to step on it because I've gotten comfortable in the summertime.
I get it, man.
Oh, dear. Firework sales have actually dropped about half of what they were just 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 years ago they were bringing in like some $600 million. Now they're down to $340 or something like that.
Still sounds like your bankroll is a pretty successful
business.
The good
news is we still get a little rain around here this time of the year. Other places around the country, they have just been scorched.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a different level of danger as far as being able to set a hillside
no
on
doubt,
fire
no.
or whatever you're doing.
No doubt.
Not saying it can't happen here. I'm just saying that at least we haven't really hit summer yet.
True.
I mean, if you want to look at a positive aspect of that.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe the only one I can think of.
We're about to. That heat's on the way, though. I've been looking at the forecast, man. It is on the way. We're going to take you guys to the Wayback Machine. You guys remember a segment that we used to have on this show called Men's Room Rules.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just a handful of just kitschy little tongue-in-cheek rules that we would have in there that every man needed to abide by.
Right. Don't make eye contact with another mammal eating a banana.
Correct. Well, there's a handful of others that we might not have considered here.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 rules and universal truths real men live by. It's one thing when you're a kid and you don't know any better. So everyone wants to have a ride on the town bicycle, Shauna. But you're a man now. Don't diddle your buddy's ex, girlfriend or otherwise. And no matter how much you want there to be one, there is no statute of limitation. Except maybe death. Then I say you nail that board to the wall.
So these are rules and universal truths real men live by.
All right.
This one says you must let out a sigh of satisfaction when you sit down on a lawn chair.
I always do, and I realize I don't think about it.
That typically means you've gotten most of your stuff done.
Yeah.
Lawn chair is a weekend thing. That means I've cut the grass. I've got the grill ready to go. I got food on. Whatever the deal is, I'm going to crack a beer. I'm going to sit down for a minute. But trust me, I'll be back up in 5 minutes.
You can now let the pressure gauge off. Yeah, take a breath. Take a sip of that beer, that whiskey, whatever it is that you have. And just stare out at the lawn that you just mowed. Looks fantastic. Let's see. One shall slap the bag of soil in the garden center when they're passing by. I do that.
I've never done that.
I'll do it in the meat section.
You slap the meat when you walk through.
You bet, dude.
Really?
Those little vacuum pack. You know, the roasts and whatnot. Yeah, you bet. They were a good slap on there, looking good. Turkeys especially, too.
Yeah, turkeys, they're big and fat, man.
Good ladies.
They're like begging to be spanked.
They really are. They're just sitting there asking for it.
I feel like I'll be telling a therapist that later. So what's this thing about spanking turkeys?
This one just says the wide step. Y'all know.
Nope.
Especially this time of year, things get a little
hot.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Instead of sticking your hand down the front of your pants.
You need to make that wide step.
And you're right, man. You'll see just a lot of dudes. And you're right. This time of the year, they're walking down the street. There's one step they take. And I'm like, his bees are sticking to his thigh.
Correct.
Right.
And now they're in an uncomfortable. All right. You are not wrong.
20 times a day.
You are not wrong.
Hey, how sticky are those things, man?
Shorts are too tight, bro.
Oh, no. When at a bar or a restaurant, a buddy shows up, you must say something in the form of, well, I guess they just let anybody in here.
There's always something.
Yeah.
There's always something. You can't just walk into the bar. You're right. And I don't know what it is. Guys just do it all the time. I let this ugly mother effer in
here. Oh, man, look what they let in here.
And then it's like, dude, you called me 10 minutes ago to tell me to meet you.
Right. Damn it, man. Rules and universal truths real men live by. When you borrow a car, you always bring it back with at least a full tank or at least more gas than you started with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could borrow my car.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I know my friends.
Hey, brother, let me borrow your car right quick. Nope.
When you're using a stud finder, anybody know the rule?
Aim it at yourself and say found.
That's right.
I do it every time.
Oh, all right, this thing's working.
It irritates the piss out of my wife. She's like, why do you always do that? I'm like, because every time we're going to break out a stud finder, that's exactly what I'm going to say.
Rules and universal truths real men live by. You have to rip off icicles from roofs and throw big rocks in lakes when given the opportunity.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Absolutely.
There is actually, there was a trend there during the winter on TikTok where there would be videos where the caption was just for the boys. And it would be people that would find some big sheet of ice, whether it was on a car, whether it was out of a bucket or something like that. They would pull out this big old thing of ice. You walk over to the concrete, and then you drop it down there, let it shatter.
Yeah, we like watching things break. We really do.
Comments just full of, nice.
Right. Cool.
The universal communication. Nod down to guys that you don't know and nod up to friends.
Yeah. Seems to be the case. Yeah.
Show respect for those that you're passing by, and then just what's up to those that
I feel like at the bar, you know, you make eye contact with someone you don't know, and both of you just nod your head down.
Yeah, but if you if you nod up to somebody that that you don't know, it's kind of like game on.
Yeah, that's like that's a challenge.
Yeah, like, right. Oh, yeah.
I'm not, yeah. I don't know you, but I'm nodding up.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-oh.
I don't like you.
You want to go? Let's go. When a friend asks you for help, you help him.
Depends, what do you need help with, man?
And how many times today have you asked me for help?
It'll come back around, hopefully.
You hope, yeah. I've had that friend that doesn't stop asking for help.
Yeah, no, well, always feel free to ask for help, right? But there's a limit per person. Right,
and I do feel like when I call you, you just happen to be doing something else.
Right.
There's just always a reason why you can't help me out. I'm always here for you.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Any object carried by another male is immediately assessed for its weapon capacity.
Okay.
I'll just do that with random sticks that I see on the ground, like, that could be a good sword right there.
That's a good one. That's a thick one.
That's right.
Just in case that bear that I imagine is hiding behind that fence over there is going to pop out. This is what I'll die with in my hand.
Universal truths and rules that real men live by. Always clean the sides of the toilet bowl with your urine stream. If it sparkles when you're done, you win.
Yeah.
Dude, absolutely. There's a little poo stain on there, man.
You
that
bet.
Stream is aimed at it. And there's that weird sense of satisfaction when you blast that son of a bitch off the side of
right?
the bowl. You're like, yes!
And then I always take a tissue, lift up the seat,
yes.
and clean up all the urine from the females that have been around the proximity. Kids. I will wipe all the cat spray off the bottom of the lid.
I have
and then close the lid to make sure that they don't sit down in a bowl.
I have pissed my wife off because there's a spot on the toilet that I have aimed at, but I've tried for like the last 3 days. Like,
and you refuse to let her clean it?
Why doesn't he just grab the brush? It's like, man, I've been working this thing down. This is a fight that we're in right now, and I'm winning. I know it.
It's kind of like having that piece of food stuck between your teeth. You finally get to the point where you have access to a toothpick, but you're like, no. I'm fighting this battle with my tongue and suction until the bitter end.
That's right.
And you get so much satisfaction. Like, yes! I got that nasty, weird thing on my tongue now.
Popcorn has been bad for a while now, dude.
Popcorn, I don't mess with. Popcorn, I go to the toothpick.
Yeah.
It's too much. Anything else, I'm like, I'm going to work this out with my tongue.
When she tells you she's not hungry for whatever you're ordering, just order more because she'll definitely be eating your stuff.
Guaranteed.
It's a guarantee.
Even if it's something, I really don't like this, I have an allergic reaction, and just the sight of it makes me sick. Okay. And then you order it like, I'm going to eat some
also,
of this.
Here's a fun one just to watch the look on her face. So cheeseburger with bacon loaded. That is correct. Would you like sweet potato fries, regular French fries, tots, or a salad? Give me the salad.
Salad.
What?
Right.
What?
Right.
I would just like a Thousand Island dressing, please. Thank you. You got a salad? Yes.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because you're
going to eat it. Because you're here. And I can eat it all by myself.
It's my little salad.
My wife orders my sides for me now half the time.
Yep.
When they do, you know, I get my burger, whatever. But you're like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he wants the sweet potato fries. I'm like, I do? She's like, yes.
Do I?
Yes, you do. Okay, then.
We'll go to Olive Garden, and the wife always goes first for ordering. I'll, you know, I'll have the five cheese ziti, please. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. What would you like, sir? He wants the chicken parm.
Because I want both.
That's right, because there's two patties with that chicken parm, and I'm going to get the other one.
Yeah.
Rules and universal truths real men live by. Some tools require quote-unquote testing before use. Examples include the click-click of the tongs,
yep,
squeezing the trigger of the power drill, spinning the socket of a ratchet wrench to make sure that it's going the right way.
Every single time. Every single time.
All right.
I grabbed tongs yesterday, and I can't explain. As soon as I know they work, but still ting, 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 ting.
That's right.
I did it before I opened the oven, anything. The tongs still work. They're tongs. They work.
I feel like the folks in this room might break this rule, but not taking the last beer when you didn't pay for it.
Absolutely not. Because you're in someone's house.
I will ask.
There you go.
I never say at the bar, you only have one beer left? No, I will never do that. Give it to me. If you're in someone's house, you don't take their last. You don't take someone's last cigarette.
Nope.
Nope.
You don't
that's
take last someone's last beer.
Right.
Their last nugget of weed. Anything.
But I agree with you, Steve. You give that last call of like, anybody mind if I grab this last one?
There's one left that ain't gonna drink itself.
That's right. And you all seem to be slowing down.
And I'm a drunk, so.
Rules and universal truths real men live by. When leaving, you must smack your pockets to make sure everything's there.
Always.
Yeah.
Because I put everything in the exact same place every single time. So, yeah.
I always
smack just from the hand feel. I know if I've got everything.
That's right. Well, you smack the pocket because sometimes there's multiple things. If I got like keys and wallet or keys and phone in there,
I need to hear it jingle or I need to feel both things.
Right. I've had to save myself now as I'm leaving the house because then I got to check my hand for the ring that's on there. Because I'll take it off at the end of the day because I cook and I do stuff. So I don't like having my ring on at home. But I've forgotten it at home a handful of times and then I get in trouble for when I get home.
See that?
Uh huh.
That alleviated my problem.
I don't think it would alleviate mine.
Dude, I'm telling you, just put a tattoo of anything on your ring finger that's going to mean something. And it's like, I'm saying this to Miles yesterday. I couldn't tell you where my wedding ring is. I know my wife has put it somewhere, but I ask her, she's like, it's either in, and it's like four different places, but we both got the tattoo. So I'm like, look, no worries.
We're good to go.
It's easy.
Perfect. If you're bald and I'm bald, we're automatically bald brothers.
Yeah, it's quick.
That's right.
There's quick acknowledgement. You know what I mean? Just like, hey.
Guys don't do that.
Because you got hair.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You normies.
Yeah, normies.
We don't go. By the way, my hair is better than yours.
Yeah. Well, you never know what club you've joined until you're in it. I didn't know there was a bald club. And then I was bald and I realized suddenly there's a bald club. Mm-hmm. I did not know there was a parent club. The moment you have children, like, you're part of the parent club. So there's all these little clubs that you belong to without ever really trying to.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't realize it was a motorcycle club until I got a scooter. And then saw all the guys dropping the deuce of me and then pulling it up real quick when they realized
it was a scooter.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha.
Oh, no.
You waved a scooter guy. Dumbass.
Got him.
That's right.
Oh, man. Unless you feel genuinely threatened, never purposely hit a man in the groin.
No.
I don't care if you're fighting fisticuffs. You keep that foot down unless he's about to kill you.
Yeah, unless I think I'm going to die.
Like, right.
Look, to me, it's unspoken. I'm not going to hit you in the testicles.
Right.
I hate you. I want to beat you in the face with a broken bottle.
You bet.
But I'm not going to touch your testicles.
Even when you're kicking a man when he's down, I feel like the groin is still off limits.
I might stab you or shoot you, but I will not shoot you in the testicles.
Right. That's just not going to happen.
I could be a serial killer. I've killed 87 men. I never touched their testicles.
Right. Yep. I never kicked them in the bees, man.
That's the height of disrespect.
I'll go to prison for killing them.
I'll kill them.
But I won't let them know anywhere near that I kicked their groin. And then the number one rule and universal truth that real men live by. When you become a father, or unless you're just me, all your sneezes must be loud and violent.
They do. It's,
you kidding?
It makes the kids chuckle. The thing I got my kid into now is my wife loves this. So he farts all the time, much like his dad. And I said, okay, if you're going to make this a challenge, you got to start spelling your farts.
Yeah.
So mom's dead asleep on the couch last night. He gets up, runs into the kitchen. He looks at me, but aims his ass backwards. And he blew one out of there. And I'm like, spell it. And he thinks about it. And he's like, B, probably four W's, E-E-N-T. Then we both went, wheat. I'm like, yeah, dude. Nailed it. It sounds stupid, but I'm like, look, man, it actually helps them connect letters together to explain something that has no spelling.
Wheat.
But yeah, that was the closest we could get. So every time he farts now, even when his mom's giving him stuff, he'll just look at me and be like, started like P-L-P-L-P-L-T-H-H-H-H-P-T. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, that's pretty much it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Someone in Pennsylvania tipped a waitress $3,000, and the restaurant is now trying to sue him, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50 in the meantime. Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 74-year-old Constance Glantz of Lincoln, Nebraska. Yes, Mike, that is her name. G-L-A-N-T-Z. See what she did there? Anyway, Constance, she had been receiving end-of-life care at a hospice, but sadly, if not predictably, she passed away at 9:44 this morning. So I know what you're thinking. Who was Constance Glantz, and why am I sharing the story with you? And that's a very fair question. Now, I could just read you her obituary, but that would require that she actually be dead. Now, sure, she was pronounced dead, and yes, even a doctor signed her death certificate, but those nosy bastards at the funeral home where she was delivered, they just couldn't get past the fact that dead Constance was still breathing. So after they performed CPR, she was taken to the hospital where she is, in fact, recovering. And now they're investigating this hospice place.
You hope so.
See if there's because they said, look, man, we understand. Everyone here is kind of on a short schedule to die. We get it. It is important that you understand the distinction between being alive and being dead. More importantly, and the big sticky point here was they're like a doctor signed off on the death certificate, which means, as best they can tell, he just took the word for it.
Right.
And they're saying, like, you need to physically go over there and make sure. Because when she got to the funeral home, they were like, yo, man, this chick is breathing. That is a sign of not being dead.
Well, last week we had a story of they have a room kind of like a PICU or a NICU for seniors who are going through the same exact thing where they need more care than others.
Sure.
So they have a room with 6 beds in it. They're going to pick up someone who has been deceased.
They wheeled out
a live body and a woman who was sleeping underneath a sheet. Meanwhile, the dead guy's next door. They don't even figure it out until they get to the funeral home. And the woman sits up and goes, where am I? What in the F is going on? I mean, this is happening a lot.
But grabbing the wrong person, man. Like, damn.
Well, it's under a sheet, so I'll take that.
There you go. All right, so we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola. All right, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.